Walking around my back garden and I'm looking at the sky and I'm wondering, well, it appears as though it's going to rain. My hair's a bit wavy as I look in the reflection of the window of my house. For those of you who don't know my theory on rainfall, the old hydrometers used a strand of horsehair to measure humidity levels, which is the amount of moisture in the air. And when it became taut, humidity levels were obviously quite high. So when my hair goes wavy, as it used to do when I was in college, and my hair was a little bit longer, I generally get the notion, and it's usually how I decide whether to bring rain gear with me or not. But it will save me a lot of hassle if it does, because it means I don't have to water all of my vegetables and herbs, which are grown at this moment in time in containers, as I've always done, as most of you would be well aware. The other side of it, I suppose, is that I just created a lovely garden for a lovely lady, lovely client, and it means she won't have to spend a couple of hours watering her plants either. I always believe that the sky above does a better job than we can ever do anyway. It's also a little bit greener. Plus my water butts were drained this morning. So it would work well all around. It's kind of funny because there's, as I'm looking around me, swallows are trying to build a nest in the eaves of the house. They're almost there. It's almost entirely enclosed. If you've never seen one, they build what can only be described as a wasp hive kind of like structure stuffed into the eave of the house, and there's a tiny little gap just enough for a wee little head to pop out. But when I stand near it, they come in like a bomber bird flying straight over my head up towards the house. It's absolutely amazing watching it. I wonder whether they're going to get it done before it gets a little bit darker. There was one there last year, but it fell down with the frost over the winter period, the harsh winter period that we had in Ireland. That's about it. I think I'm going to make myself a cup of tea, sit in the back garden, wait till it rains, listen to the birds. Might soak my porridge before I go to bed. That'd be a good idea. Long day tomorrow. If it rains at night time, that's a gardener's dream as well. Well, it's definitely this gardener's dream. It means there's less likelihood of me getting saturated tomorrow day. But then this is Ireland, so who knows. But then I'm also reminded of the camping shop in Swords, which has the sign over the door that says there's no such thing as bad weather, just the wrong clothing. I'll see how wavy my hair is in the morning. Make a call on it then. Have a good evening. Bye. From North County Dublin. More info, if you want it, and oddball pictures, I'm on facebook.com/Donegan Landscaping. Bye for now.